Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the top developments ahead of today's trading session. Well, April turned out to be the third straight positive series for the Nifty. It is now just 220 points away from its previous record high. The index has also gained for 5 straight sessions now, a feat it has achieved for the first time in over 2 months. For the week, the Nifty is already up 1.8%, managing to recover all that it lost in the previous week and gained some more post that. However, global cues may turn out to be a dampener considering how the US markets have fared overnight despite recovering from the day's low. Well, the S&P futures rose in overnight trading as big tech names like Alphabet and Microsoft saw shares rally on strong earnings. Shares of Alphabet jumped 11% in extended trading following a better than expected first quarter earnings. The company also authorized its first ever dividend as well as a $70 billion buyback. Microsoft, on the other hand, saw its shares climb 4% after the software maker posted fiscal third quarter results that surpassed Wall Street expectations. However, by the close, US stocks stumbled after data showed a sharp slowdown in economic growth and pointed to persistent inflation. US gross domestic product expanded 1.6% in the first quarter, following which the blue chip Dow slid 375 points while the S&P 500 and Nasdaq composites dropped 0.5% each. The Asia-Pacific markets were mixed this morning as investors in Asia look at the Bank of Japan's policy decision and inflation figures out of Tokyo. Well, Tokyo's headline inflation rate for April came in at 1.8%, slowing from the 2.6% in March. Now, Japan's Nikkei opened up 0.1% higher, while the TOPIX was trading marginally above the flat line. Futures of Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 17,318, which is also pointing to a stronger open compared to HSI's close of 17,284. Meanwhile, oil prices rose in early trade today as players took stock of the US Treasury Secretary's comments that the country's economy is likely in a stronger position than indicated by weak first quarter data, coupled with supply concerns as conflict continues in the Middle East. Brent crude futures were above $89 a barrel. Gold prices also firmed on a weak dollar last night, even as US Treasury yields rose after economic data show signs of persistent inflation, lowering hopes of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates anytime soon. Well, those were the global cues. Now, back home, today is the voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, where voters of 89 constituencies across 13 states will cast their ballots. Meanwhile, earning reactions will also continue, with stocks like Tech Mahindra, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance, L&T Technology Services, among others, reacting to their quarterly numbers, which are reported after market hours on Thursday. Among the Nifty constituents, HCL Tech and Maruti Suzuki will report their results today, while within the broader market, stocks like Mahindra Holidays, Bank of Maharashtra, SBI Life, CSB Bank, Motilal Oswal will report their results. Also, Motilal Oswal will consider a proposal to issue bonus shares. Well, the Nifty seems to be headed to the prior all-time high of 22,775. Meanwhile, the Bank Nifty closed marginally above the gap area and is targeting an all-time high of 49,057. It's also the first day of a new series and Vodafone Idea is already in the F&O ban, while Aditya Birla Fashion, SAIL and Hindustan Copper are out of the ban. Among other stocks to track today are Zensar Technologies, which saw its US dollar revenue go up 2.5% to $148 million. The rupee revenue was up 2% at 1,229 crore rupees. Cyient's US dollar revenue has gone up 2.4% sequentially to $224 million, whereas its rupee revenue is up 2.2% at 1,860 crore rupees. It is guided for a high single-digit growth in digital, engineering and technology business, which is lower than the 10% growth estimate earlier. Tata Motors will also be in focus as its voting on the merger proposal with Tata Motors DVRs has begun. Tata Steel has decided to proceed with a £1.25 billion investment to build an electric arc furnace in Port Talbot. The two blast furnaces will close by the end of June and September, respectively. A voluntary redundancy aspiration process will be launched across Tata Steel UK from May 15. Now, market participants will also track Vodafone Idea as NSE and BSE saw combined delivery of 7,500 crore rupees on Thursday compared to the FPO size of 18,000 crore rupees. And those were the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session and stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more.